Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I have said on this podcast and in my radio interviews several times now that the Sabres have indicated that they do not want to trade J.J. Paterka. Their answer has changed. They are at least now listening on it. And I think that's recent. I think it's the reality of the situation. People know Paterka's unhappy and it's believed he would like to go somewhere else. And I just think that reality is sinking in a bit. I think the Sabres realize they have to at least look into it. And I think in the last little bit, it's gone from we don't want to do it and we're not doing it to we don't want to do it, but we at least have to look into it. I think it's kind of, if you're serious, offer us something serious and we'll look at it.
Awesome. Wow. Elliot Friedman on J.J. Paterka. Awesome. Wow.
Suffering. Eddie's work. Suffering, by the way, was the end of April 2013.
So that's when it was announced?
And then, yeah. So Vanek got traded that October, like at the beginning of that season, or November, whenever it was. It was early in the year.
It hasn't stopped? It hasn't?
No. I don't.
Concluded?
I don't.
The suffering?
I don't believe it has.
Is it about to get worse?
Like we said last segment, if, like, Paterka and Tuck are very different people to me within the organization. One's a veteran, one is just starting his career. So there's that. But, like, symbolically, I just feel like Tuck would be, if it comes to that, a body blow that I think the fans will feel for a long time. And it's funny because it's not, he's not the caliber of player that Eichel is, right? Not a superstar. He's very good player. I think any team would like a guy like Alex Tuck on their team. 30 goals, good size, like just, it's all there. But he is the return, was the return for Eichel, the main return for Eichel, and the face of we want guys who want to be here. And everything starts there. Thompson gets signed, Cousins gets signed, Dahlin eventually Power after he's drafted. And it's all sort of in this framework of these guys want to be here. They love it here. They want to turn it around. It means everything to them. And I think Tuck is at the front of that line. Whether he ever said all those things or not, he was positioned that way by the organization. He certainly didn't loudly object to it at all that I know of, or even quietly object to it. So if he doesn't want to agree to a new contract with them and they decide, because what do you have to do in that situation? I think you have to explore the market before his contract is up. Otherwise, you risk losing the player for nothing. So I think if they start going down that road, it's going to feel a lot like suffering. Even though those other guys are all under contract and are all excellent players to varying degrees, it's going to feel really, really dark, I think. And again, I don't want to speak like I know that's going to happen. There is some noise about it today around the league that he could be available. And I've thought the entire time since locker clean out, I've been on alert waiting for something to drop there, because I just did not think he sounded like a guy who wanted to continue to be the face of I want to be here when talking about his future with the team.
Guys want to win. Can't get to the playoffs. He'll be 30. Can't get to the playoffs.
He got one career. This is probably his last big contract at his age. And, you know, he's got the opportunity to sort of manipulate it in a way that could get him maybe somewhere he even wants to go, that his wife wants to go. Who knows what could be motivating him. But you know, winning would be probably near the top of the list. And how objectively should you feel about that if you're him? I mean, look around. I don't know.
He has 1 year left, 4.75. This is a contract that goes back to when he was with Vegas.
Right.
Tuck has had the same contract since he arrived to the Sabres, or, you know, to Buffalo 5 years ago, 4 years ago. And Paterka is up. He's up as a restricted free agent. So, you know, maybe similar circumstances despite that.
Well, what's interesting there is they... It might really test the "we want guys who want to be here" thing, because they do not have to trade him. Like, he doesn't really have, the only leverage he has is I don't like it here. And your reply to him back would be too bad. You're not unrestricted yet. We have your rights, and you know, you risk having the Reinhardt thing happen with him if he doesn't want to commit long-term to you. So, you know, it does get to the point where leverage becomes in play for him. But right now, I don't think there's much. It's just simply he might be wanting to take the, you want guys who want to be here? Okay, well, I don't. So what do you want to do now? You want to move me somewhere? The offer sheet thing is interesting with him. Like, there's been a lot of chatter about, after what St. Louis did last year, they pried two guys out of Edmonton with offer sheets and paid the price for it. And, you know, Edmonton's in the final, so dippy whip for them. They didn't miss those two guys that much, I guess. But if some team wants to come to Paterka with that, the Sabres could just match it. They don't have to let him go. They could just match, depending on how outrageous it is. But... so does Paterka even want to take that chance? Because if he really wants out, an offer sheet might not be the right route to choose. I mean, it would take a lot of guts if you're the Sabres, I think, to match an offer sheet on a guy who, if you know he doesn't want to be on your team, you are basically just I got you. But that could be a deterrent on the offer sheet idea from his end, because he could end up stuck.
And that would be a big deal.
Yes.
The offer sheet would be, you know, many years at many millions.
For sure.
And, you know, sorry, kid. Yeah, the Rangers, I heard.
Right.
For that idea, right? Well, if the Sabres ended up, by their own choice or feeling like they were forced into it, moving these two, I mean, top six forwards, you have to get that back.
Right.
You got to
find a way to win those trades. Or at least, you know, saw him off. I got to break even. I need to replace. Yeah, I mean.
Without having the option of rebuilding.
Right.
The Sabres will not
trade
these players for draft picks.
They can't.
They can't afford to.
They cannot. If
they probably should.
If they do that,
they can't.
You can just, I mean, put a for sale sign in the yard. I don't know what else to do if you do that. Because that is the kind of trade, especially with a player like Tuck, maybe less so with Paterka, but still, they're both comparably productive players here. Tuck's a much better all-around player and you know, defensive player than Paterka is at this point in his career. But, I mean, we just went through an entire season that was, you know, at times positioned as they needed one more guy and didn't go get him. One more guy up there. Where you're looking at Tuck and Paterka as like stalwarts, right? Those are my guys. I need another guy to supplement them. It didn't do it. And now I'm into a summer where it sounds like Paterka certainly is on the market. And it would not surprise me at all if Tuck ends up on the market. And I'm going to find my way to three top six forwards in one off season when I couldn't find one? I mean, I do have chips I'm going to use here in the form of top six forwards. So I just don't know. I mean, you got to find the right, somebody wants a change of scenery. So we'll just swap comparable guys. I don't know, man. it's not a good feeling time at all. Newsflash.
It's lonely up in these parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, the player, you're getting somebody else's problem, I think, because, you know, these are your problem. So that can work, but hard to be too optimistic about all this.
Right, because what am I doing? I'm moving players who have spent time here and pretty obviously they want to go. That's why I'm looking to trade them. How does the guy on the other end of that phone call feel? Like, they're on a good playoff caliber team right now and feeling like they're a part of the future. And you're going the other way in a trade for J.J. Paterka or Alex Tuch to the Buffalo Sabres. That is not a phone call I want to make to my wife. Or to my dad. Like, I'm going to Buffalo.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And it's not because of the palm trees and the taxes. I mean, the organization is now notorious for losing. It's what they are known for, not making the playoffs in a sport where everyone takes their turns. That's just not a place that I'd want to get traded to. I'm sure whoever it ends up being will put on the brave face and talk about the great opportunity to play power play minutes or whatever it is. But I think you're in tough to win either one of those trades.
The one thing I would tell, I mean, this is, you know, going to make me sound good. The one thing I would tell that player, that hypothetical player, is you could be a legend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you win and just it takes off, you're a big part, if not like the big part of that story in a market that does have a proud tradition for this team and this sport and would just love to have it back, be able to experience mm-hmm. that again. That's my best shot at trying to talk that idea up. Let's change the subject after a break. Brian Koziol will join us at 6. We'll talk about about thrilling U.S. Open. I mean, it was pretty great. Not just really close and hard fought, but the ending that J.J. Spawn put down made it especially memorable. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.